Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Arachayim. We are up to Simon Reish Beis Dinei Peiroi Se'ilin, the laws governing the blessings for the fruit that grows on trees. And we are up to Se'if Tes, continues the Alter Rebbe. Hu Aviyoinoi Shol Salaf, caper berries. As we mentioned above, Shehem Iker Hapri, they are the main reason for which you plant the caper bush, and therefore, Mevarchen Aleim Boire Pri Ha'etz. Now, Vaha Kafresin, what's the Kafresin? That's the name given to the large outer shell, Shehi Klipa Gedoilom, that surrounds these caper berries, Shesvivus Wavi Yoinois, Shekein Klipa Hagdelos Vivois Egoizim Dakim. This is similar to the shells that grow around small nuts. Here we have a Machloikas, Yesh Oimrim, Shegam Heim Cheshuvim Pri, that these Klipois, these shells themselves, are considered part of fruit, and therefore mevarchem aleihem b'ri pri ha'etz. The yesh oimrim that they're not as chashuv as the pri itself. They are like secondary products that are edible, but since they're not as important, this is going back to the beginning of the simen, and therefore mevarchem aleihem b'ri pri ha'adamah. Okay, so kardim kol, you have that machloikas. And v'chein, and similarly, it's not only regarding the caper bush, but al klipois hachitzoinois shol sh'ar peirois, other types of outer shells, shells of other fruits, which are edible, for example, the outer shell of pomegranate, uchayoytze bohem. This latter opinion holds that even though they are edible, they're not as chashuv as the fruit themselves. And if you eat it, you make on them a boire pri adama. Because she'e mevarchem boire pri ha'etz, you only make a boire pri ha'etz, ela al ikar pri, on that which is considered the primary fruit, as we learned again in the beginning of this simen. And therefore, what's the bottom line? Mevarchen al klipay meransin mirukachin. It was common that people would have candied orange peels. Maybe today, what I have seen, orange peels that are coated in chocolate. What bracha do you make? You make a brayta pri adama, which is very important. Because even though they are edible, but since they're not as chashuv as the fruit itself, therefore, you're not going to make a shahakol, but you're not going to make a ha'etz, you're going to make a boirei pri ha'adamah. Now, we have a machloikah, so says the Alter Rebbe, in halacha, lechatchila yivarach boirei pri ha'adamah, because as we began speaking out in the beginning of the simen, really, boirei pri ha'adamah covers fruits, because it's emes that the fruit is a product from the ha'adamah. It's coming from the ground. Because of its special chashivos, etc., we give a special bracha. But now that you have a machloikas, it's not either or. If you make a boire pri adama, even according to the first opinion in test that says you should make a ha'etz, you are yoitza. So make a boire pshaz yoitza ledivri akoil. On the other hand, if you made a boire pri ha'etz, here you can say you're yoitza. Maybe you were not yoitza. So now you have a doubt whether you're obligated to make a bracha prior. Making a bracha prior is a rabbinic obligation. So here we apply the rule, shesafik bracha is lahakel. And v'chein b'chol dover shebarchasei safik, we have the same concept that what? That if you have a doubt, you don't make a bracha at all. In our case, you already made a bracha, you made a boire pri ha'etz, but you don't have to. You don't have to be concerned about the shita that says you have to make a boire pri adama, because it's a derabanan, and you can rely that the bracha that you made is already the correct bracha, God willing, to be continued.